What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it's been a crazy week of baseball. We had a record-breaking week by a longtime pitcher in the league, so let's get right into the week of baseball that was. Beginning on Monday, Willier Abreu, he's been back for a couple of weeks off of the injured list for the Boston Red Sox, but he had himself a game on Monday in a 13-6 win. The Boston Red Sox won over the Cincinnati Reds, and Abreu had two home runs. One of them was an inside-the-park home run, and then he hit a grand slam, so he ended up with five RBI on the night. But he just had himself an amazing night because, I mean, how do you not only get an inside-the-park home run, but you also get a grand slam? I mean, that's pretty crazy to even just get two regular home runs. But his were pretty much improbable home runs that don't happen all the time. And then it happened in the same game for him. So he seems to be back and better than ever. Then on Tuesday, Jacob DeGrom pitched himself a game for the Texas Rangers. The Rangers got a win 10-2 over the Baltimore Orioles. DeGrom went six innings with six strikeouts. It's actually his 14th game in a row pitching five or more innings. So he just continues his dominance, even though he doesn't seem to be showing it in the wins category because his teams have a lot of difficulty scoring runs to give him the run support to get the wins. But when he is in the game, he is really difficult to score on. And nobody, the opposing team usually doesn't score until DeGrom is taken out of the game. So he just pitched another gem. Speaking of pitching a gem, though, Clayton Kershaw, he is the record breaker who I was talking about on Wednesday night. The Dodgers got a win 5-4 over the Chicago White Sox, but that wasn't really the noteworthy thing. The noteworthy thing was Clayton Kershaw got his 3,000th strikeout of his entire career. That is the 20th pitcher all time to ever do that, so that just goes to show you what a rarity it is. I mean, Clayton Kershaw has been one of the most consistent pitchers of this generation. I'd say him and Justin Verlander are probably the top pitchers of this generation, and it's no shock that Kershaw ended up with 3,000 strikeouts, but the 20th all-time. And, you know, even though his career over the last couple of seasons has not been his typical dominating self as it started out, it doesn't matter. He's been very consistent, very solid, and hitting 3,000 strikeouts, that's nothing to scoff at. And then on Thursday, the Dodgers got another win over the Chicago White Sox, 6-2. Dustin May had probably his best outing in quite some time because he's been out, it seems, I believe it's been about a year and a half, 2 years, since Dustin May has even played in a game. He was out for that long and then he came back this season and now here he is. He's been kind of struggling for the most part, but this start against the Chicago White Sox, he went seven innings pitched with nine strikeouts. He actually was pitching a no-hitter all the way up through the sixth inning. He seems to be back, and definitely the Dodgers could use that since their issues have been injuries with their starting pitchers. Betts also had a home run, and then Freddie Freeman also threw in three RBIs himself, and the Dodgers get a sweep of the Chicago White Sox. And, since we're at the halfway point, we're approaching the All-Star break next weekend. We'll go ahead and just break down how the divisions in baseball look right now. The American League East, we have us a new team on top of the American League East, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. They ended up sweeping the New York Yankees in four games over this past week. And so now both the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays are one game back of the Toronto Blue Jays for the American League East. Then the American League Central is continued to be held down by the Detroit Tigers. Currently, the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Guardians are behind by 12.5 games. So good luck catching up there. And then in the American League West, Houston Astros continue to widen their gap as well. The Seattle Mariners are seven game backs of them in the West. And then in the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies have the lead right now over the New York Mets, who are 1.5 games back. Then in the National League Central, the Chicago Cubs still maintain their lead with Milwaukee Brewers four games back. And then the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers are now widening their gap with the San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants falling nine games back in the National League West. And so speaking of baseball, and I've got a list this week. And I was trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, you know what? It kind of feels like it's the perfect time to do my MLB GOATs list by decade. You know, I did my NFL GOATs list by decades last year. I did the NBA GOATs list by decades a few months ago. And so now I might as well start on the MLB GOATs for each decade. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off with the 1960s as I have in football and basketball. So that's where I'm going to start in this, even though baseball's history is way deep. But I didn't want to go back all the way to the 1900s. That's just a lot to be researching. And hell, even this 1960s list was really difficult to get through. So let's go ahead and start off with the top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s. Beginning with number 10, that would be Willie McCovey. Played first base for the San Francisco Giants from 1959 to 1980. His career numbers are he batted a .270 with 2,211 hits, 521 home runs, and 1,555 RBI. He was the National League MVP in 1969, National League Rookie of the Year in 1959, three-time home run champion 1963, 1968, and 1969, and two-time RBI champ in 1968 and 69. As you can see, he's one of the all-time hitters of this 1960s era for sure. I mean, basically, when he came up to bat, it was what's going to happen here. I mean, you got him, you got Willie Mays, and you got Juan Marichal all on the same team. And these are just some legendary players. But Willie McCovey was ultimately one of the greatest guys with a bat, hands down, of the 1960s. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s, Mickey Mantle. And yes, I know it kind of feels like he is way down there, but unfortunately, I'm not talking about the 1950s, because if we were talking about the 1950s, Mickey Mantle would probably be number 1, definitely up there. But in the 1960s, his dominance wasn't as dominating as he was in the 50s, but you still had to include him. I mean, he is one of the greatest baseball players, hands down. Played center field for the New York Yankees from 1951 to 1968. His career numbers, he batted a .298 with 2,415 hits, 536 home runs, and 1,509 RBI. He is a seven-time world champion. He won championships with the Yankees in 1951, 1952, 1953, 1956, 1958, 1961, and 1962. He's a three-time AL MVP in 1956, 1957, and 1962. He won the Triple Crown in 1956. He also won the Gold Glove in 1962. He led the league in home runs four times, 1955, 1956, 1958, and 1960, and then also led the league in RBIs in 1956. And obviously, he's just one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And like I said, it seems like he's really low, but we're not talking about the 50s. We're talking about the 60s. So if we were talking about the 50s, like I said, he'd probably be number one or definitely up there. But in the 60s, I got him down at number 9. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s, Juan Marichal was a starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants from 1960 to 1973. His career numbers, 243 wins, 142 losses, 289 ERA, and 2,303 strikeouts. He led the league twice in wins in 1963 and 1968. He had the lowest ERA in 1969. He threw a no-hitter on June 15th of 1963, and then 2 weeks later actually pitched 16 innings in basically it was a 0-0 tie all the way to the 16th inning when Willie Mays ended up breaking that tie. And basically Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn, it is one of the greatest pitching matchups ever, because both of them went the distance. I mean, could you imagine? Dudes barely go 6 innings these days, let alone 16 innings. And both of these guys, Warren Spahn, who was basically towards the end of his career, I believe he was in his 40s at the time of this pitching duel. But Juan Marichal, he was obviously one of the greatest pitchers ever, but definitely of this generation. I mean, he really just could not be scored on. And this was just one of the most historic games ever, because both pitchers went 16 innings, and Juan Marichal was able to just get the 1-0 win over Warren Spahn in this game versus the San Francisco Giants and the Braves. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB GOATs from the 1960s, Carl Yastrzemski. He played left field and first base for the Boston Red Sox from 1961 to 1983. His career numbers, he batted a .285, 3,419 hits, 452 home runs, and 1,844 RBI. He was the American League MVP in 1967. He is a seven-time Gold Glove Award winner from 1963, 1965, 1967, 68, 69, 71, and 77. Three-time batting champion, 1963, 1967, 1968. He also won the Triple Crown in 1967. And, I mean, he is just one of the all-around great players. I mean, he is the definition of five-tool player, as you could tell, because when you win Gold Gloves and you're also leading the league with batting average and winning MVPs, that basically shows you are excellent in all ways and in all positions on the field. I mean, he was great in the outfield and at first base, but he was also, when he came up to bat, you just knew that there was a chance he was going to hit it out of the park, and chances were that's what was going to happen. And Carl Yastrzemski, definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s, Don Drysdale. He was the starting pitcher of the Los Angeles Dodgers from 1956 to 1969. As a matter of fact, he played for them so long that he was with them when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers as well. His career numbers: 209 wins, 166 losses, a 2.95 ERA with 2,486 strikeouts. He is a three-time champion. He won the championship in 1959, 1963, and 1965. Cy Young Award winner in 1962. Led the league in wins in 1962, and then also led the league in strikeouts three times in 1959 and 1960 and 1962. Just one of the most dominating pitchers of this era, which says a lot, because once I get to the top five, there are a couple pitchers up at the top where I could barely figure out who was going to go where, because they just had so much covering their stat line. They just were amazing. And Don Drysdale, he also was amazing, but it's just like crazy that he is number six, because that's how many amazing pitchers there were in the 1960s. And at number five on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s, I have Frank Robinson. Played with the Cincinnati Reds, the Baltimore Orioles, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the California Angels, and the Cleveland Indians from 1956 to 1976. Played in the outfield for all of them, but he was mostly known for his hitting. One of the greatest hitters of all time, hands down. Batted a 294 career, 2,943 hits, 586 home runs, and 1,812 RBI. He is a two-time champion with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966 and 1970, two-time MVP in 1961 and 1966, was also the World Series MVP in 1966, won the Triple Crown in 1966. As you can tell, 1966 was a fantastic year for Frank Robinson, since he won a championship, MVP, a Triple Crown, and the World Series MVP. I mean, that just was obviously a great year for him. And then he also won the National League Rookie of the Year in 1956. Then this is where it really got crazy for me, because it was really difficult to rank these. Actually, the top five was really difficult, the whole thing, but the top four especially, because these guys are just some of the greatest players ever to do it. And these two pitchers that I'm going to talk about, I'm like, dude, which one do I rank above the other? And there were very, very few stats just to differentiate from these guys, but they were obviously some of the greatest of this era. So at number four on my top 10 MLB GOATs from the 1960s, I have Bob Gibson, starting pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals from 1959 to 1975. His career numbers: 251 wins, 174 losses, 2.91 ERA, and 3,117 strikeouts. So one of the members of the 3,000 club, like Clayton Kershaw. Two-time World Series champion in 1964 and 1967, won the National League MVP in 1968, so that just goes to show you what kind of a pitcher he was, because if you're a pitcher and you win the MVP, you are a dominating pitcher. You had a fantastic year, because, you know, the MVP usually goes to a hitter. That's usually who they go towards, so if it goes to a pitcher, that just means you had a fantastic year. And obviously he had a fantastic year in 1968. He also won, is a two-time Cy Young Award winner, one of those Cy Youngs, of course, in 1968, and then in 1970, also a two-time World Series MVP in 64 and 67, and a nine-time Gold Glove Award winner from 1965 all the way to 1973. He won all nine of them in a row. And that just goes to show you what kind of a pitcher he was, because not only was he great just pitching the ball, but he was great defensively. If you're winning gold gloves, that means you are just getting your job done completely in all ways, shapes, and forms. He also threw a no-hitter on August 14th of 1971. And I mean, really just had one of the greatest careers of all time. And it was just difficult to put him at number four, but there is one pitcher who is above him. And I had to put him above him. But at number three on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s, I have Willie Mays, which was really difficult to put him at three. But you'll see once I get to number one, I had to put number one at number one. But Willie Mays played center field for the San Francisco Giants from 1951 to 1972. His career numbers, batting average of .301 with 3,293 hits, 660 home runs, and 1,909 RBI. He won a championship in 1954. He is a two-time National League MVP in 1954 and 1965, won National League Rookie of the Year in 1951. He is a 12-time Gold Glove Award winner, won all 12 of them straight from 1957 to 1968. And that's just one of the things about Willie Mays. He was basically one of the first five-tool players because, you know, not only could he hit, but he was amazing defensively. He has some of the greatest catches you will ever see in the history of the league, and those 12 gold gloves straight goes to show that's how amazing he was. But he also was a four-time home run champion from in 1955, 1962, 1964, and 1965. Also led the league in stolen bases four times, so that's another notch in the belt of his being a five-tool player. Led the league from 1956 all the way to 1959, 4 years straight. And then he even had a four-home run game on April 30th of 1961. I mean, Willie Mays, obviously one of the greatest baseball players, hands down. And it was real difficult to put him at number three, but there were two guys above him that I had to put above him. And number two on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s is Sandy Koufax. Starting pitcher of the Los Angeles Dodgers, also played so long with the Dodgers that he played with them when they were in Brooklyn from 1955 to 1966. His career number is 165 wins, 87 losses, a 2.76 ERA, and 2,396 strikeouts. He is a four-time champion, 1955, 1959, 1963, and 1965. Won the National League MVP in 1963, so that's another pitcher who has won the MVP. Is a three-time Cy Young Award winner in 1963, 1965, and 1966. Two-time World Series MVP in 63 and 65, so you can tell 1963 and 1965 were two excellent years for Sandy Koufax. He is a three-time Triple Crown Award winner at the starting pitcher position. He did it in 63, 65, and 66. He threw a perfect game on September 9th of 1965, and he also has four no-hitters. Like I said, it was really difficult going back and forth between him and Bob Gibson. But it's just, you know, he is a four-time champ, so that puts him above him as well. You know, he's got the three-time Triple Crown, so that kind of puts him above him as well. But I mean, really, those two guys were just excellent pitchers, two of the greatest to ever do it, and they played in the 1960s. And they just were such amazing pitchers, and it was just so difficult for me to especially whittle down this top five. And it's simply because these four, especially, but especially between Gibson and Koufax, it's like, who do you go with? Because there was just slight margin of difference in their careers. And then, of course, between Willie Mays and number one. And number one on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1960s is Hank Aaron. And it was difficult to put him over Willie Mays, but I mean, it really wasn't. Because Hank Aaron definitely not only just dominated baseball, he was just a force to be reckoned with. And I mean, still to this day, he is one of the greatest hitters to ever play the game of baseball. He played right field for the Milwaukee/Atlanta Braves from 1954 to 1976. His career numbers, batting average of a .305, 3,771 hits, 755 home runs, which used to be a Major League Baseball record for many, many years, 2,297 career RBI. He won a World Series championship in 1957, the National League MVP in 1957, three-time Gold Glove Award winner from 1958, 1959, and 1960, two-time batting champion in 1956 and 1959, four-time home run leader in 57, 63, 66, and 67, four-time RBI leader in 57, 60, 63, and 66, and some current records that he still holds. which in my opinion is basically what put him above everybody, because it took so long to actually break his records that it's like this dude has been cemented in the legacy of baseball since the 1960s. That just goes to show you what an amazing player he was. Some of the records he still owns to this day: career RBI 2,297, career total bases 6,856, and total and career extra base hits 1,477. So my top 10 MLB goats from the 1960s is number 10, Willie McCovey, number 9, Mickey Mantle, number 8, Juan Marichal, number 7, Carl Yastrzemski, number 6, Don Drysdale, number 5, Frank Robinson, number 4, Bob Gibson, number 3, Willie Mays, number 2, Sandy Koufax, and number 1, Hank Aaron. And let me tell you, I'm not kidding when I say it was difficult to whittle that down. There was even dudes outside of the top 10 that I'm like, damn, I can't even put them in there. And then when I put Mickey Mantle at 9, I'm like, man, that's just crazy, because he's legit one of the greatest baseball players, hands down. But when you break it down by decades, which is why I do it, it just goes to show you kind of the difference in domination. But, you know, Hank Aaron, he was the dude. And I had to put him at number 1 simply because of his he's still there in baseball legacy and history, and just one of the greatest to do it. But it was definitely difficult to whittle down this top 10. So it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the decades pan out, if that's how the 1960s went. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.